This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Kevin Boucher. Each Tuesday through this month, the Illinois Supreme Court is partnering with the State Justice Institute and the National Center of State Courts to explore ways to deal with the problem of large numbers of mentally ill, nonviolent people behind bars in Illinois. To get a handle on this, I talked with Justice Catherine Zienoff, who is heavily involved in the issue.
I'm Catherine Zienoff. I am a justice on the appellate court in the 2nd Appellate District. I'm a member of the Illinois Task Force on Mental Health, and I chair the Illinois Supreme Court Special Advisory Committee on Justice and Mental Health Planning.
Is this problem getting worse?
I wouldn't say it's necessarily getting worse. The problem arose when President Kennedy's initiative in the early 60s was sidelined because of the war. And so the community mental health centers and community resources weren't developed at that time.
Okay.
And what happened was persons with serious mental illnesses cycled in and out of our jail and our justice system. That has continued, but there has been progress made. The judiciary has stepped in to help initiate and come up with problem-solving courts as one solution to divert persons with serious mental illnesses from our courts. And there have been a number of other opportunities and programs that have developed.
But as progress is being made, something completely unexpected has added a new wrinkle. And, as it turns out, COVID-19 has presented a new way to fix the problem.
With the pandemic and the fact that we've had to pivot in so many different areas, come up with new technology, telehealth, that we have the door open to be able to initiate meaningful change.
And through one of these doors, virtual webinars going on now.
The series is a series of 5 webinars that is planned or has been planned by the Illinois Task Force on Mental Health under the leadership of Chief Justice Ann Burke. This project involved a convening of regional summits before the pandemic for education and planning in order to assist communities and stakeholders in finding a new way forward with respect to mental illness.
Are these series of webinars, are these just for the professionals in the court systems, attorneys and judges?
No, actually, anyone can attend. And actually, our summit is groundbreaking as it presents a unique opportunity for community stakeholders as well as representatives from the legislative and the executive branches of Illinois government, and then to go ahead and collaborate with the judiciary to identify and implement what we hope will be lasting change in responses to persons who have mental illnesses and co-occurring disorders.
Justice Zienoff wants to make it clear that society will be protected from violent offenders.
We're not saying that all persons with mental illnesses need to stay out of the justice system, but certain persons who are not violent, who don't pose a threat to the community, don't belong in jail, and don't belong in the justice system.
While we can clearly see COVID-19 and how it shakes our sense of normal right down to the foundation, Justice Zienoff says the mentally ill in prison issue is, for the most part, hidden from everyday life.
We are not only facing a pandemic, but we're facing an epidemic, a silent epidemic. And it has also been called the criminalization of the mentally ill. What we're trying to do is to come up with ways to divert persons with serious mental illnesses from the justice system.
Right now, is it simply a matter of money? We just don't have the money to hire the staff, or is that being too generalistic?
The challenge is to think creatively. Yes, certainly we need more money, or I think the state would need to apportion more money for mental illness, and we've seen that with respect to the problems that have arisen within our nation recently. But it doesn't always involve dollars. It involves creative thinking, and it involves collaboration.
That was Catherine Zienoff, justice on the appellate court in the 2nd Appellate District. She is also the chair of the Illinois Supreme Court Special Advisory Committee on Justice and Mental Health Planning. The next mental health webinar is October the 20th, starting at 3 p.m. To learn more, just go to our website and see the link. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.